Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for this sixth Sunday after the Epiphany comes from our Old Testament reading, Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 8. I'm going to focus on verse 5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. These are the words of the Lord. Let us pray. Sanctify us, O Lord, by your truth. Your word is truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't trust people. Is that what God is saying through Jeremiah? That seems cynical. Or is it just plain common sense? This text is pointing deeper than that, however. It is going after something else. God is saying through Jeremiah not to trust in yourself, as well as armies, as well as science, and those types of things that we are able to do. Now, how many people here, people say all the time to just do that, rather, to just trust in yourself. I can't tell you how many times I hear that on TV and movies. How many adults tell kids to believe in themselves? Teachers are told to tell children this to bolster their confidence so that they will try and succeed. Is this wrong? Depends on how it is presented. If a teacher knows the student can do it, as they have seen before, a capacity shown in other things that the student has done, then this is a way to get them beyond the fear of failure. Yet still, there are better ways, I think, than saying things like this. These words are simply too dangerous in our culture. One that preaches about an ultimate good in us, about ultimate ability, about the ever-rising progress of humanity. There is none. Because sin begets sin and leads to death and hell. Not upwards and outwards to some utopia someday. Getting worse it is instead. Not better. And that should be evident. Just watch the news. So don't. Don't use that phrase. Don't trust those so-called inner promptings or anything that comes out of your hearts. Don't teach others that phrase or that practice either. Doing so will eventually cost lives, yours and those who hear and believe you. Now, don't go against conscience. I'm not saying that. But even that is not always clear. No, we need more to go on than anything that we've got. This is more than just know your limitations. This is more than not being proud and arrogant. This is more than going at something because you are confident that you can do it. God is telling us, and listen, please listen here. He is saying not to trust even your faith. He's saying not to trust your faith. Think about that. I'm not saying the faith, but not to trust your faith. For those that are reading on, there's a typo there. He is saying not to trust in your faith. Rather, we are to trust Him. Have confidence in Him. Not your level of Christian piety, theological understanding, or capacity to do churchly stuff. And please don't look inside. There's only darkness there, only sin. Look to Jesus. And He is found only in the external word and sacrament. You can't see Him in here. The same prophet from our Old Testament lesson, Jeremiah, was told by God that the heart of man is wicked and deceitful above all else. So don't go there for anything. Don't trust your feelings. Don't trust your thoughts. Don't trust your motives. They will always be tainted with sin. Always looking out for number one. Jeremiah relays God's warning to us. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength. You see, we always come back to ourselves, not to him who saves us. This is the opposite of faith, and therefore sin. The Bible says anything that's not of faith is sin. We have to allow God's witness, whether false or true. So what do you believe in? What do you trust? Cursed is a man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. Our hearts too many times turn from him and trust our own ability to believe. This is not trusting in Christ, but ourselves. This is not faith. It is this odd thing we do. It is having faith in faith. Despair of this. Let go of this. Jesus says that where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Is it turned to other things? Is it even turned to the fact that you can list your good works, your good deeds done for God and your neighbor, for the church? That is sin. Never, never, never trust in these. This is trusting in your flesh, human ability and works. Don't. Turn back. Repent. Turn back to him. Trust in Christ for what he did. Trust him for all things. This is faith. They that trust in men and the things that they and we can contrive, or the things we call valuable, will find them of no value in the end. He is like a shrub in the desert, God said through Jeremiah. And he shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. This world and all that it is, all that is in it, is a dried up place, withered. A place that everything quickly turns to dust. People spend thousands of dollars on a vehicle, and the salt eats it away. However, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. And we wonder, what of the days when we think we should be more fruitful, a bit greener? How about more fruitful and less sinful? Do we look and wonder? Do we look at ourselves? Do we look in our hearts and wonder that we should be able to do much better and somehow be on our own by now? Who has moments like this? This is just spinning our wheels. We run in circles thinking this way. So you have fallen down, failed God, our neighbors, and ourselves. Then we get up and try all that much harder. We fall down again, only much harder this time. So around and around we go. We run near to despair. We run and we despair doing this. All of this? Yes, this is what happens when we are looking to ourselves. To our level of faithfulness, to our level of faith. This is having faith in our faith and not in God. We fall down much of our lives, yes. And yes, the world condemns us. The law of God condemns us. The devil condemns us. Our hearts, our own hearts condemn us. We despair of getting anywhere, and so we should, as we are trusting in our flesh and not Jesus. Are we surprised at all of this? At our inability and the depth of our sinful depravity? As if we really were any different than this? Of course we are continually surprised. I am surprised. But we're not different. We never have been. We are just now looking, because of Christ, because of the light of Christ, we are looking a little deeper in that same heart that we had at birth. It is still all me, the same me. It is still the same person I've been each and every day in the seeing in the mirror. Is your heart condemning you? What does God say about that? God is greater than your heart. St. John, in his first letter, wrote these very words for us. For St. Paul, too, if you read the end of Romans 7. I try to do the things I know I should do, and I don't. And those things I do, I don't want to do. Who is going to save me from this body of death? St. Paul, is, you can feel that when you read that, the crying out. And he says, thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on, now, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Is your heart condemning you like St. Paul? What does God say about that? God is greater than our hearts. St. John says these very things for the very self-same times that we experience this. So we trust God and not our hearts. We trust Him at His Word. Trust His external Word, not anything inside. His Word alone. God is greater than our hearts. His salvation is greater than our greatest sin. He is not looking at our hearts. We should not then either. The Father is looking instead at the heart of His Son Jesus, the perfect one with the perfect heart. I know, we think after all that He has done, you know, for me, for you, that we should be doing something about this, ourselves, our condition, our doings by now, at least a little, right? It is up to us now, right? Shouldn't we be grown up enough by now? Doesn't God expect us to get some things right and be on our own at least some of the time? No. We should at least be feeling more, loving more, doing more good, having more good inside, more fruit, shouldn't we? You will. Some. But this is His doing, not ours. And you may never notice. You don't need to notice. God does, and He does the work in there, in your heart and your mind, will and emotions. He cleans it out after killing it off. He replaces that heart of stone with one of ever-living spiritual flesh. A new one He made, born and made from above. He does this alone and without our help. That is His job, His business. We just simply condemn ours, condemn it. We should post a sign. No admittance except for authorized personnel. Sinful area, management only. Only Jesus allowed. Work zone, dangerous, not safe to enter. Keep out. But now, that means even yourself. Stay out. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust your faith. Trust Him. Look to Him. And even if you feel unsaved, if I can use that term, tell yourself, the world and the devil, that it matters little how you feel. It is how God feels that counts. Our flesh, you see, lies right along with the devil. I know. We think, how can I ever be a Christian and have thoughts like that? How could I consider myself as one having faith with all these questions and doubts? Sound familiar? We are liars. Our flesh lies to us. Our bodies, our minds, our will and emotion tells us differently than what God says in His Word about us. Paul says, let God be true and every man a liar. Yes, we are all these things. It is true. Admit it. But it is not as if God already doesn't know. He is not surprised. He knows far more and sees far more than we ever will. But that still does not change the truth that Jesus died for these very things for us. So we no longer are condemned for them. Believe this. Trust this, as this is what His Word says. God says so. He does not take back His baptism. He counts what counts more. What counts more? Our word, our feelings, our thoughts, or God's? Does your heart condemn you? God is greater than your hearts. We must understand that our faith is not a substance that sits inside us that we can see. It is not will, emotions, or thought. It just produces these. But that, right along with, next to them, is that old flesh producing sinful ones too. Faith is not faith in faith, as if we look inside and because we are aware of it, we can therefore trust in what we see or feel to know that we are believers. That is not faith either. This is the kind of idea that makes us think that we are not a Christian more times than are not. It is then that we often cannot see our faith, so we think we don't have any. You see, if this were true, then what of the times, of many times, and I am talking about some of our worst times in life, that we can feel very little at all, or too much at once? What of these times? We may be very sad from a great loss, or very angry. We may be numb from it all, and so feel nothing. We may be numb with sorrow over our own sin. Does that mean we have no faith? What of those who can't think or feel so well due to a stroke or another sickness? Are they lost? Does your heart condemn you? God is greater still. Our faith is God's gift and His doing. He maintains us in this with His word and sacraments. It is a flowing substance between us and Christ. It is never disconnected from Him, else it is not faith. So don't trust in yourself, not what is inside. You see, because it is really always worse than we could ever tell or feel or think anyways. We do not want to see what it really looks like, what we really look like in the inside. Trust me, you don't want to see it. If the horrible death of Jesus on the cross is any indication as to a just penalty for what goes on in there, then we definitely don't want to know. Condemn it and then stay out. Don't expect any good from there or a noticeable change. Let us say with the tax collector in Jesus' story, have mercy on me, a terrible sinner. Jesus said that man went away justified. Not because he noticed anything good inside himself. He did notice something, how awful of a sinner he was, but he went away justified because he was looking to God for mercy, for grace, and he got it in abundance. Faith looks to God, not to itself. Do not trust in faith, but in Christ. I know I'm repeating myself here, but it is too easy to do that, to trust in faith, to trust in something else. We are to look to Him, the author and the perfecter of our faith. It is Jesus' business, and it is also His promise to take care of it by His own methods, which are word and sacrament. So we pray, have mercy on us, Lord, and so He does. Forgive us, we ask, and He has. He will tell the entire universe this, even when we cannot. We are in his hands, and they have nail holes for this very reason. We are by his side, pierced by a spear for us, in which his life poured out water and blood on us and into us. If God is for us, who can be against us? Does your heart condemn you? God does not. He condemned Jesus to the cross. And this is far greater than the world, the devil, or our hearts. Thanks be to God. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.